talking CHI President Terry Anderson in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is also the highlight of my week.
I know, right?
I know. I'm just pumped, excited.
And you've been actually, you've been getting some information. You were, you left us for a while, but you're back now.
I am back.
And all pumped up.
All pumped up in Phoenix, Arizona with the leadership that supports Common Spirit and our mission coming forward. We're going to be visionaries. We're going to do some more human kindness. And so, yeah, pretty pumped.
Well, you are one of the most visionary people I know.
Yep.
So there you go.
So when they said last year it was be more bold, hey, that's right up there.
Okay.
Be a visionary right up there, and we've got a team that's got a lot of vision.
You're already ahead of the game.
So they're kind of give us the permission.
That.
So
all right, you want to do introductions with this guy over here? We've talked before, but go ahead.
So with me today, I have Mike Goroski. He is our ambulance manager, and he's going to talk about some North Dakota radios that are going to be introduced in the next month or so. So
all right,
I'll hand it over to Mike.
Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, glad to be here.
All right. Well, let's talk. What's going on here? What's happening with radio service?
North Dakota has been working on a new radio system for many years now. It's been a long build-out. It's very complicated. Radios in the past, as you know, I've been around for a long time now. Radios were something that you would just communicate within maybe a few miles or maybe 10 miles or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and you were lucky to be able to hear each other. And now today, the technology has improved so much, like cell phones. So these new radios that are coming out work a lot like a cell phone, where they work through towers. So I can actually communicate to anyone in Minnesota right now on the Minnesota system.
Wow.
And it's like talking over a cell phone. It's so clear and so perfect. And North Dakota is going to a similar system now.
Okay.
So we'll have much better communication throughout Richland County because of this.
Are you talking like radios inside the vehicle, radios in your building? What are we talking?
All three. It's going to be portables and mobile radios, which are what's mounted in a vehicle, and then a base radio, which is in a building.
All right. Have you seen this coming for a while? I mean, has this been a process leading up to this?
Yes. In fact, Jill Brewer from Richland County Communications is...
We love Jill, by the way. Yeah.
She's been on this committee that's been on this build-out for so long. And what I really appreciate about it is how much I've learned on how good it is in Minnesota, and mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to it in North Dakota.
Was it a big ramp up? I mean, was it a tough ramp up from to where you are now, from where you started?
Yes, there's a lot of equipment, electronics and towers and things like that had to be built first in order to make this system work.
Okay.
So it is quite the technology that goes into it. So now what it means for us on the ambulance service is that we'll be able to more clearly and efficiently talk to other ambulance services, regardless of where they are in the county. We've always had a little bit of an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had good technology, good towers and things like that, but this is going to improve it many times over.
So that kind of communication, let me ask this question. How important is that?
It is so key to have good communication so that we can get the information we need in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm. So like, say for instance, okay, hypothetically, you're out on a call, you need information, it's available that quick.
It can be. Of course, there's always the human element in it, and that will always be there. But when it works, it will work so much better now.
And I love asking people this question. With this technology available, where do you see it going? I mean, sky's the limit with this, I would think. Yeah,
it's going to end up in being able to transmit larger packets of data
mm-hmm.
around. So like maybe into video and like computer technology to be able to interconnect everybody all the time.
Let me ask you that. How long have you been doing this?
Over 30 years now.
Okay, so when you started... As opposed to now, just technology in general, I mean, it has to be mind-boggling. Like me, you probably forgot more than you remember, you know, going back that far.
Well, I don't know how much I remember, but or how much I forgot.
But that's got to bring peace of mind not only to you as EMTs and first responders, but I would imagine to like, you know, hospitals like CHI and where you're actually taking patients.
Yes, we'll be able to communicate with all the hospitals anywhere we're going in a very quick fashion.
Okay.
One of the aspects of this is that when you communicate, it's only you being able to transmit at that moment. And we've always had problems with that in the past with the older radio
system.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Where we call it talking over somebody, where I can't hear them talking and they are talking to the hospital. So I think the radio is clear. Mm-hmm. So then I start talking and then I interrupt their conversation and it became a real pain.
Uh-huh.
But this system won't allow you to do that.
Okay.
It only allows one person to talk at one time and everybody will be able to hear everybody. It's amazing.
Mike, is it a point-to-point thing or can you get multiple people going on this?
You can. Think of it as a chat group.
Okay.
So in this case, only one person can chat at one time, but mm-hmm. everybody will be able to see what's going on, or in this case, hear what's going on.
Fantastic. So you could be getting input from a lot of other people.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Like I say, this is going to help, I would imagine, help you out and just kind of open everything up.
Yes, it can improve patient care by a lot.
Fantastic. Good stuff that we're talking here like we do every Friday.
Absolutely.
Terry, what'd you think about that?
And, you know, they do an awesome job. And to think we're a border ambulance service.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike's got to have all the regulations, all the radio components needed for the Minnesota side and plus the North Dakota side. So he's got to concentrate on both states.
That's a double dip, Mike. Seriously,
yep.
that is impressive.
Double down, yeah.
No kidding.
Yep. So very, very impressive of what they do and what they can accomplish
more
out
great,
in the
more
field.
More great information. I love this.
Yep. And the other thing, being on the hospital side, you count on that ambulance when it goes out. They're the ones that can do the first round of drugs for a cardiac arrest or the shock. So a lot of times when they come in, we're just taking over and a lot of the first line defense is already done. So that have that ambulance out in the community, getting to the home, starting the care that they need is key, very
and
key.
Mike, I would imagine the minute you get to a scene, you start collecting information immediately.
We do.
Correct? And then that all gets transferred over to the hospital.
And, of course, we have to give credit to our great dispatch systems here in Breckenridge and in Wahpeton as well.
Right. Fantastic. Good stuff.
Good team players.
Keep saying fantastic because it's just blowing my mind. It's great information here.
Yep.
Terry, always a pleasure to have you in here.
Absolutely.
Mike, thank you so much for coming in today. So take care.
Sounds good.
All right. It's 928, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday's Farm Talk, I visited with Endon Director Darrell Richardson about the upcoming weather this weekend.
Maybe some precipitation this weekend again, and I don't know. What are we thinking?
I think it'll be off to our south and east again.
Jeez Louise.
Okay. Probably little or nothing in Fargo. The farther south and east you go, a little bit, but I think it's still probably anything of consequence might be 75 miles.
Okay.
You know, from here, and certainly not like a huge storm, but, you know, something a little bit more noticeable. But I think the band of snow from this one will be pretty narrow, and it'll be mostly a rain event, you know, like down in the Twin Cities, southern Minnesota, that, you know, that area's got hit by quite a few storms this winter.
Right.
I think this one for them will be rain, but there will be, you know, maybe, you know, say Watertown up to Alexandria, somewhere in there. You know, might be a few inches of snow from about, look, south and east of Fargo. If we saw a few flakes or something, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm really not expecting anything. And then the system tomorrow in Fargo, if you're, say, Highway 200 southward in both North Dakota and Minnesota, probably be almost all rain or mostly all rain.
Mm-hmm.
But up to the north, there might be some snow, a little bit of maybe some freezing rain, some travel problems. You know, there is a winter weather advisory out there. I don't think it'd be a lot of snow, but maybe enough with that little free freezing rain that caused some problems to keep an eye on.
Okay.
But, you know, at least it'll, you know, be a little bit of moisture up there. I still would contend, I've been saying this, I don't know if I mentioned to you last week, it would still be early April, you know, say next Tuesday, Wednesday. That is the time frame to me that it looks a little bit more promising locally if we would get something a little bit bigger to occur.
Okay.
Than some of these other events that keep messing us.
And that's a rain event or snow event or we don't know yet event?
Yeah, right now it looks snow.
Okay.
I think mostly snow here. But it might be warm enough that, you know, you can get 2, 3, 4 inches, but it kind of melts off the roads, you know, depending on intensity. It doesn't like look like a rip-roaring storm to me, but I think our biggest event this year is only like, what, 3.2 inches or something that. You know, so if we would get even 3 inches next week, which is not a huge storm, it would be one of the biggest of the winter. I mean, I think that's, you know, the only, and plus it's April next week, and something about April 1st sounds so much different than March 31st. So your anticipation is, well, it's going to be raining this time of year. But right. Again, who knows? Might end up tracking to our southeast again because that's where they all go this winter. I don't know why, but it's just has been the pattern. But so anyway, there's going to be a number of little disturbances in the next 7 days, you know, that everyone will have to keep an eye on.
That's a check of your Ag News update to the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective in breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Contact Farmers Union Oil Southern Valley for more information on Senex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Got a mostly cloudy Friday going on. 41 degrees. March 28th. Quintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. Minnesota Department of Human Services is losing $27.5 million in federal grant money for mental health and substance use disorder programs. Assistant DHS Commissioner Teresa Steinmetz said the funding was scheduled to continue through September 30th. Steinmetz said the cuts will impact school-based mental health services, access to overdose reversal drugs, and treatment and recovery for behavioral health issues. No word on how many DHS jobs will be affected. KBMW News is brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
Is your home ready to chill out this summer? If it's time to upgrade your home's cooling system, boost your savings by choosing a certified quality install contract. Our Bright Energy Solutions program can connect you with trusted pros who'll do the job right, helping you save energy, save money, and keep your system running at peak performance. Plus, you could qualify for rebates up to $1,150. Call Breckenridge Public Utilities 218-643-4681 or visit brightenergysolutions.com to learn how you can beat the heat and boost your savings.
U.S. Border Patrol Grand Forks sector has taken a Kuwaiti national who had overstayed his visa and falsely claimed to be a U.S. citizen into custody. Man was apprehended by War Road Station agents in collaboration with Lake of the Woods County Sheriff's Office. The vehicle he was operating was seized. Border Patrol said the man will be prosecuted. A Fergus Falls mom is advocating for changes to a Minnesota state law after a man with a loaded gun entered her home while she slept. Livy Lemke was alone with her one-year-old baby on February 20th when she heard a man scream from inside her home. Video footage from her living room shows a man carrying a large shotgun pacing the hallways and screaming for help. The man entered her home because he thought people were outside on the roof trying to hurt him. He claimed that he was chased to the Lemke's residence where he fired his gun 3 times before walking in. Lemke's door was unlocked because her husband had just left for work. They live in a rural part of town where leaving doors unlocked is common, she said. Otter Tail County officials came after 22 minutes, identified the man as Kelly Harold Zent. He was arrested but released from jail shortly after. Zent's criminal history showed felony convictions from 1989 through 1990. He's Lemke's neighbor and lives down the road. Under Minnesota law, if an intruder does not harm or steal anything, they typically do not get charged with a felony, but generally misdemeanor trespassing. According to court documents, Zent lives with his family, who said this incident was a mental health episode as he suffers from extreme paranoia. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information now or anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In Interscholastic Sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Meteorologist Mick Kerr. Good morning. Rain's coming our way. Line of showers out in western North Dakota, tracking east. Mixed precip northeast North Dakota. Far northern Minnesota, some snow. It is mostly cloudy with a light northeast breeze, and temperatures are mostly mid to upper 30s, but we got 45 in Wahpeton. A mild start to the final Friday of March. We haven't had much winter the past 5 months, and it doesn't look like we will have much this weekend. There is a winter weather advisory, though, north of Highway 2, from northeast Montana to northern Michigan. Light snow or flurries accompanied by minor amounts of mixed precip. The freezing rain that might make travel treacherous. But a minor event for sure to the north today. Elsewhere, warm enough for liquid precip, a tenth or two maybe. Two separate systems, the first one today up to the north. Tomorrow, well to our south. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, another shot of rain, but again, more to the south. Today, cloudy, high, mid to upper 40s, east wind 5 to 10, turning northeast but gusting to 30 miles an hour later. Breezy overnight with rain. Mixing with or changing to snow, especially further north you are. Rain and snow during the day tomorrow, low near 30. High in the mid to upper 30s. Should be done spitting at us by Saturday evening. Sunday, partly sunny, high near 40. Monday, sunny, high in the 30s. Next week, morning lows about 30. Daytime highs about 40. Have a great weekend. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Robert Wanick, bumping all your favorite hits from 10 to 2, Monday through Friday. Hits from 2K like Blink-182 and Ludacris. And hits from today like Imagine Dragons and Jelly Roll. It's a party, baby. B92.7 FM.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo.